Isn't that what this whole podcast thing is?
Welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. I am your very inept host, Captain Boomies. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy.
With me. And my very low energy. So let me fix this. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm redoing it. Welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. I am your host, Captain Boomies. Ahoy, hoy. With me, the suspiciously tan, the extra sea mild, all the birdies on his body, and sparrows galore that just covered in bird poo.
Yeah, right.
The broker with the beard. How are you doing, Cap?
I'm doing fantastic, Captain Boomies. Thank you for asking.
Oh, my goodness. You just got back from a delivery, which is why I was doing podcasts without you.
Mm-hmm. Again.
How dare you? But you actually got paid for this one. So now,
yeah, this is like legit. I'm bona fide.
You're bona fide. I almost feel like it's a little weird because most brokers are just out here selling people boats that they have never taken their own life on. Wait, that's not what I meant.
I don't know. I've sold a few that are just the showing alone was like the sea trial is really iffy.
Oh my goodness! But now you're legit. You're one of us.
I'm one of you.
One of us. One of us. And it was a long one too.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Okay. Tell me, let's back up for a second.
So what happened? What happened was...
You flew down to...
I flew down to Tortola in the Beef Island. And at Nanny K Marina, there's a Waypoints office.
Okay.
And this particular boat was under charter down there. Waypoints also has an Annapolis charter office. And this boat had to get to Annapolis to fulfill some charter...
I like Waypoints Charter. Yeah. I've chartered with them before. They're lovely.
Some stuff with them. Yeah, great people. The staff down there, super attentive. The boat was pretty much ready for us when we got there, and we kind of trickled in. I got there. Captain got there the next day, and spent a day with provisions and just double checking everything, and then.
Did you do the provisioning, or did somebody else?
The captain and I did it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you didn't pick up the rest of your crew.
Yeah, so we picked up our third crew member in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
You did about 2,000 miles with just three crew?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and we did, which was, I thought, a little different. So in the merchant service, you do four-hour watches.
Mm-hmm.
But we did two-hour watches, which sounds awfully early, like quick, you know, but we just did it from 8 at night to 8 in the morning. So,
just your evening watch.
Yeah, so during the day, we just kind of, you know, whoever wanted to take a nap, somebody was looking out and keeping track. But we didn't see much traffic at all. Until we hit the Chesapeake Bay, then we saw all the traffic.
All the traffic. The Chesapeake
Bay. So much traffic.
Well, yeah, there was also like an exploded boat and
We heard that all on the VHF. And actually one of the tugs that kind of moved it from explosion area to north of the bridge area, anchorage, came by us because we had to divert quite a bit off our course because they would not. So
okay, so the brief was take a, I'm guessing, catamaran.
Oh, yeah. So we were on a Fountain Peugeot 47-foot Tanna is the model, catamaran.
And is that one of those 4x4 charter boats, or is this a
It was
setup?
This one actually was a quint, they call it. So midship port side. So had like a bunk room, had two bunks.
So five staterooms.
Yeah, five staterooms.
Was the bunk room, how did you access the bunk room?
Bunk room was midships and aft. But there was like the, we called it the space shuttle cabin off of the quarter.
The capsule.
Yeah.
Yeah, go get in the capsule. Nobody wants you here. Okay, that all sounds lovely. Yeah. So
good
the brief
boat.
Is, hey, we need you to be watch stander number two on a trip going from Tortola to Baltimore by way of
Yeah, so we ended up going to, came out of Tortola. We checked into Cruz Bay in St. Thomas. And then we went to, we were there for literally 15 minutes. And then we...
So you basically did like a two-hour sail.
Two-hour little skip across, checked in.
Check into the U.S.
Checked into the U.S.
Get to Puerto Rico.
We went to Puerto Rico, but we did stop. Oh, we did stop.
Oh.
Apparently you'd been there. Apparently.
What'd you find?
You had been there. We were, I think.
Did I mark my territory?
You did. Is that... the Captain Boomy sticker was at Dinghy's. It was called Dinghy's Bar, a little beach bar. A little hole in the wall. Great spot. And we anchored out. We go over there. And so I returned the favor because in the spring, I had a sticker in that Navigar, and you saw it and put your sticker slightly over mine.
Well, yeah.
What, so you,
it's mine now.
Yeah. Like, so I returned the favor. I marked that hydrant with my sticker.
Perfect.
And yeah.
No, this is good. I like this game.
So we did that.
I like this game a lot. It's, yeah, it's game on.
It's on. The war started before you even knew. Yeah, yeah. Shots were fired. Yeah. Shots so then fired. We went from there to San Juan. We were at the dock in San Juan for 2 hours. We topped off on fuel, got a crew member, got some fish nuggets, and off we went to, where did we go next? Abaco.
Abaco, as in that place,
the Bahamas.
That they're now charging
a lot of money
for you to stop, and you were probably there for what, like
24 hours?
Oh my God.
But we needed fuel, and okay. We had a couple options, but that one gave us the best weather window to avoid a lot of storms that were coming off the east coast of Florida and Georgia and South Carolina.
Okay, let's back up. Mm-hmm. Let's back way up.
Way
because
up. Way, way.
You... Before you even left on this trip, mm-hmm. I said, "Hey,
hey,
do you know there's a hurricane?
There's something brewing.
There's something building. It's right there. It's there.
Right there.
It's like right there. It's right. You know, flirting with Africa right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right
but
where you do
coming.
Your mission work. Like,
it's flirting with Africa, and it totally wants to come yeah. and then not be so flirty.
Yeah. Like, you know that place you're trying to save? It's trying to kill you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said to you, I was like, hey, are you still doing this delivery? Because there is this insane weather system yeah. coming your way. And you said, yup.
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 But I did get... from your favorite company, mm-hmm. the Garmin. I got the InReach Mini just so I could keep in touch
I
with
know you did. I
friends
know you
and
did.
Family.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
It did make me feel better knowing that even though that boat had Starlink.
Oh, yeah. We had a big Starlink, too.
Oh, dang.
And apparently we used the hell out of it because we did get a message from the owner at some point like, guys...
You're streaming too
much.
I just
topped it up, but come on.
Dang.
We're like, weather, so much weather.
So much weather. Like, we had to check the weather a few more times yeah, and yeah. watch this video of cats.
Yeah. Well.
Meow.
Meow, you know what we're talking about. It was perfect viewing.
Aw.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
I can't believe it, but... But this was a legit job.
Like yeah.
They actually said, hey, I'm going to pay you a day rate.
We're going to pay you a day rate and travel days.
So your expenses were covered.
Supposedly.
As opposed to that last trip you did where yeah. you literally flew to the other side of the planet.
Other side of the planet, which was awesome.
Okay.
So I did, yeah, this is your first episode. Shame on you. But also, you're required to be a Patreon.
Yeah.
That's part of the due.
That's dues, all part of it.
Owed. But I did a delivery from New Zealand to Fiji with WeSail, and those episodes are just coming out now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wait, I get to watch you
yeah.
like be crew on a...
Oh, my gosh. It's a good thing I love them so much because he's like, hey, guys, send in an intro.
Okay.
Of you guys.
Okay.
You know, tell us who you are, where you're from, sailing experience, etc. So I sent in two intros to Warren.
Uh-huh. Which one did he pick?
I sent in one real one. Like, oh. I'm at Broker with the Beard. Hello, how are you doing? Happy to meet you all. If you need a boat, I'm your guy. And then I sent in a prank one. And I am reluctant to say a gag reel because in it I go, I first met Warren on a Carnival gay cruise. And that son of a bitch.
Go fig.
He put that one in.
The funny one is the one he used. I'm shocked.
So on the episode comments, everybody's like, wait a minute, I'm confused. The Brigger with the Beard's gay? And I'm responding, no, he's not.
Yes, he is.
And then somebody put on there, I think this was the most rewound part of the entire episode.
No. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God.
So we're recording this, and I guess the second episode of that trip just came out. So I just asked the group, hey, am I still gay in this episode? Or what's going on?
Well, you know, be proud.
So much fun. So much fun. So, but this was a different kind of cruise. This was a different trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You could have like a whole,
I know, right?
A whole different career, Ed.
I don't think I can.
Now. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think I can. Hey, right out.
I'm sure there's a...
Somebody commented, it's not gay if you're underway.
No,
but...
wow.
I was like, I don't know. Now, let me take a sip of this Aperol Spritz. I wish I was kidding, but this is what's being served
today,
folks.
That's what's being served today. Hey, did you know that the Aperol Spritz is... a Venetian drink,
Venetian.
As in like from Venice.
Italian. Doesn't sound Italian.
It's not Italian. It's just a spritz.
Spritz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood because I was driving a Kaiser today.
Great segue.
I know.
That's very good, yeah.
I know. So that when Germans were in Italy, and specifically in Venice, and they weren't allowed to drink on the job as soldiers, they would just have a spritz.
A spritz.
It doesn't count. Spritz.
Spritz.
Gonna, you know.
It's mostly bubbles.
It's just bubbles. There's no alcohol. It's
no,
just a
don't
little,
worry about
it's
nothing.
It's just some medicinal, you know, goodness. And just a spritz.
Spritz.
Of champagne and club soda, and that's how you make one. Oh. And they're delicious, and they go down a little too quickly.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my God. But I was in the mood for one because I was driving a Kaiser today.
Kaiser. Yeah.
Yeah, which is the first time. I love collecting boats, right?
Right.
You know me.
Yes, I do.
Here's a boat that I haven't touched before. Give it. I need it.
Acton.
I got problems. And so I took my dad, who, spoiler alert, did get his captain's license.
Yeah, A-team delivery crew right there.
Oh, yeah. And I made him be on the helm of this very interesting lady. So part of why I made him be on the helm, though, is because her side decks are nightmare skinny.
Mm.
And we had a very interesting time figuring out her... navigation lights.
Those are important, especially today. Kind of gray.
It's disgusting out today. Yeah. It was spitty. We were in our foul weather gear. It's a totally open deck boat with a very beautiful hull lines that like smile way up at you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
On the bow where it like super flares up. Gorgeous, gorgeous boat to look at.
Mm-hmm. It looks very nice.
But when you're teetering around on these side decks and going, there's nothing to hold on to. This flush, beautiful deck full of gorgeous teak that I can't sink my toe claws into at all. I desperately need a pedicure. I'm creeping out onto the bow to get the lines and everything, and I realize I'm like, where is our white light?
Yeah,
We've got our port, we've got our starboard light, we've our red and our green, and I don't see a white light. And I'm like, wait, I know I saw at least a stern light, so there's got to be a white all around somewhere. Come to find out that the original light that came with this boat don't exist no more.
Mm.
And instead, what we found was a, you know, a $30 Marine Max special, still in the packaging.
Right. Oh, nice.
And it's got those two little pins on the bottom that you shove into a little slot and you hope for the best, because they, that little screw bobble that they put on them never fits any, I don't know what boat that's supposed to be for, but it does not fit.
Beneteau is big. That's like their little cockpit table.
I have a Beneteau and it does not fit my boat. I can tell you factually that I actually own that exact light pole, except mine has the pivot top, like, which I don't know why.
Right now, I don't know either. Here's your all-around light that you can move.
I don't know why you want that. And so it doesn't fit any boat. I don't know what boat it's supposed to fit. It's a mystery to me. Maybe I'll solve it one day.
Maybe.
If I catch them all. Let me drive your boat.
Yes.
Give it to me.
It's research.
Give me your boat.
It's research.
We had a lovely delivery.
Good.
That boat moved beautifully through the water. Put the throttle down, 24 knots, no problem.
All of the knots. That's German engineering. Very nice. We do lots of things well. Lights not so well.
Not so well. This is a weird accent you're good at.
I do them all. I don't do them all well.
No. Okay.
Wait, hey. Wait just a minute. That's my indignant accent.
Anyway, my delivery was all of a 20-minute run.
Oh, yeah. I've never had one of those.
It's great. I charge a lot of money for it. I love being me.
I haven't had one of and those then, either.
let me drive your boat. And then she's off to her new owners.
Oh, nice. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye-bye, boat. We'll see you later.
Terrible. Okay. So here's what I know, though. I know when you made it to the Bahamas, because you're sending me pictures of you know, at the pool.
Yeah, the pool swim-up bar, which was first time, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
No, good. I'm so glad.
Yep.
But then there was a big chunk of time where I'm looking at the weather window going.
Yeah, everybody was looking at everyone. That was the most asked question.
Okay.
Of the whole delivery. Did you know that there's a hurricane out there? What? Are you kidding? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hurricane Aaron. But we were literally a week ahead of it.
Yeah, you were.
It was gaining on us, but we were stalwart crew. We were good. Mm. Yeah.
Well, but I knew that there had been another system that had gone through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a lot of systems, actually. none of the systems got us.
That's amazing. So you were threading the needle the whole time.
The whole time. Except.
Except. There's an
my
except.
Girl, Hatteras.
So
I have a huge complaint with the weather people in the Hatteras region, because what I have learned is that whatever they say, double it.
For the uninitiated, Cape Hatteras is off the Carolinas, and it is a necessary evil if you are a boat that is too big to go inside.
Yep.
A boat that's too big to go inside either draws too much to take the intercoastal, or she's too tall.
Yeah, air draft, which this one was by like a lot.
Which is impressive, because it's like 62, 63.
Yeah, like 60. Yeah, I think we usually say 63 or 64-ish. This one was like 73 feet tall to the mast. So then you got some other stuff that's replaceable at the top of the mast.
Replaceable. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So that's a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a big girl.
It was a great boat. And I knew the fountain Pajot's or
whatever.
Sophie's going to kill me on these pronunciations.
We're not French enough. It's okay.
But
you're good at the German accent, but not the French one.
I have not yet begun to be French. But the that's what the boat I did with We Sail.
Mm-hmm.
They were also a Fountain Pajot.
Mm.
And that one took a beating.
Oh.
So Hatteras was nothing compared to the Tasman. Well, the storm off the Tasman, not down there, but
oh no,
it was uncomfortable.
You
but
mean
it,
the South Pacific had bigger wave action?
Can you believe it?
Actually, this is one of the things that I love about the Atlantic. U.S. East Coast of the Atlantic. The water is warm. Mm-hmm. The waves are reasonable. The weather systems are predictable. And there's this fabulous thing called the Intracoastal.
Yeah.
And there's so many places to put in. I really get very patriotic when I think about not the other coast.
Yeah.
I freaking love the Atlantic coast of the United States. It's really magical. However, Hatteras is a nightmare.
Hatteras, yeah, we were.
Hatteras is a nightmare in a very special way, though. It's a confluence of weather systems,
yes.
Which is why the weather reports are always wrong.
Yeah, way wrong, like double wrong. Every time I've been there, it's been double wrong.
Double wrong.
The wrong way, double wrong. Like, oh. It'd be nice if it was the wrong way, the right way.
The right way wrong. Okay, what he's actually trying to say.
If they were calling for 12 and I got 6, I would be pleased. But they were calling for 19 miles an hour and we got 40.
But Jesus.
For like 6 good hours.
Oh.
On the nose, against the Gulf Stream, like all the things. And then you also have a huge depth change right there.
Yeah, you do.
So... honestly, the waves weren't the kicker. It was the period, like how quick it was. It was
too
like,
quick.
Boom, 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 boom. So you didn't just plow into one. You plowed into four. Like, and then you got like two swells, two waves of break, and then four more again. And yeah, so not a lot of sleep was had. Okay. I mean, actually, I'm pretty good at sleeping in rough weather. Yeah. But... the other two, not so much.
Oh, pobrecito.
You know. And I was in the forward cabin. They were like midships and in the cockpit area. And like,
nobody was in the master cabin?
Yeah, but it was hot.
Oh.
But
air conditioning not working?
But I'm salty. And for it and whatnot.
Yo-ho.
Yo-ho. Drink up, me hearty yo-ho. Maybe even an Aperol Spritz.
No, okay. I still think about this delivery, though, because it's a sailboat, because there was this gnarly weather system that you were dodging thunderclouds,
yeah,
the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we saw amazing lightning displays, but they were all like 50 to 100 miles away.
Nice.
But literally they would dissolve before we got to them, or the wind would push them away. It was actually quite magical. I mean, it was beautiful. We saw every full moon, no light pollution out there, because we went straight from Abaco to Hatteras, beelined it.
And they paid you.
And I got paid. Well, supposedly, I'm getting paid.
We'll see. We shall see.
Yeah.
As a side note, if you're a captain, I always get half up front before I start any of these.
But the captain may have.
Oh, okay.
But... the crew, not so much.
Not so much.
Captain took care of us, though. We really didn't have to. I covered a couple bar tabs, but not the big ones.
Well, not the big ones.
Oh, there was.
Not the big ones.
Oh, so we were. This one guy, he was. He missed his flight, so he's at that bar where in the Bahamas, and the three of us had been there for a bit, so our tab was.
A bit high.
Yeah. Well, it's also. Well, no, we...
You were drinking the fancy drinks. You were drinking the fancy lady drinks.
No, we were having
drinks.
Beer at like $11 a beer.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's Abaco Beach Resort. Ouch. Anyway. He goes, hey, guys. His son was with him. So the son was eating air leftover appetizers and whatnot, conch fritters.
Delicious.
And so we were talking and chatting. And he goes, "Oh, I'll take care of your tab." And we're like, I don't know that you know what you're getting into." "No, I got it." Shoo. It was a big bill. He covered it. He was a good dude. Matt, if you're out there, he does a lot of fishing out of Miami. Thanks, bud.
Love you, Matt.
Love you, Matt.
See you
and
on
little
the next,
Matt.
See you on the next Carnival cruise. Yeah.
No, Warren's got that special spot.
Perfection. Okay, so how did you get this job? Because that's a question that I get asked all the time as captain.
So I did a delivery in December from Annapolis to Tampa, all outside, with a boat that was in Waypoint's charter. So up until recently, Waypoint's also had a charter base out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And so my friend, who used to be a boat neighbor of mine at my family's marina, he and this captain took the boat down, and I joined them. And actually, I got paid for that one, too.
Whoa.
I wasn't expecting to get paid, but apparently I was so exceptional.
Exceptional.
Where they felt really bad because we got the crap kicked out of us the entire time. And I don't know how you do that, but we went south.
Yeah.
And then rounded Florida.
Yeah.
We had one day of no wind.
Yeah.
And then north to... where'd we go? Bradenton, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Wind on a nose, all the way, except for one day.
So you never had it in the direction you needed it?
No, not down that trip, no.
Not even once?
Not even once. But anyway, so I
sailed
with that captain then. And he's been trying to get me on several longer passages, and their schedules just didn't align. And this one did.
Amazing. So, I love it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is one of these things where people talk to me all the time about the fact that they want to do what we do,
mm-hmm.
which is get paid to move boats. And yeah, if you can get the work, do it. Let me tell you what makes you good crew. One, don't get seasick.
Yeah.
Two, have a great attitude.
Right.
And three, you know, don't expect a lot.
I mean, I hope you like hot dogs and peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And chips. You got to have chips or crackers or, you know.
I have a couple deliveries coming up in mm-hmm. September, and they all are like, I'm like, we're doing bologna sandwiches the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm not figuring out how to do anything fancier than that. And which is why my crew has to be people that love it. Just love it. Just want to be there to touch a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm there.
Yeah.
Let me touch this boat.
Well, I get that a lot, even with brokerage, because everybody remembers, that beautiful sunny day,
mm-hmm.
nice sea trial, look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They're not all that way.
No.
We had absolutely gorgeous weather, which also equals not great sailing weather on this trip out of the, 13 days, I think we did?
Hmm.
All but two of them were gorgeous weather. Actually, it was boring.
Oh.
Because it was just too nice.
Too nice.
We had some wind, but not enough wind. And we're a fickle bunch of sailors. We went... you know, certain amounts of wind for certain boats from a certain direction.
I want exactly this amount of wind for this boat from this direction.
Point. And we want it to come around and follow us because we're going here. But we had 2 days of not ideal weather, but that's a win in my book. I mean, it was great.
I love that.
I had a good time. Boats want to float. It definitely wasn't the worst weather I've been in.
Boats do want to float.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just want to help it float a lot, especially when I'm on it in the middle of nowhere. But
it's funny. Hang on a second. Mm. It just occurred to me. Had Starlink on board.
We had a big Starlink.
But you posted nothing.
I did.
Did you?
I did. So I have several accounts. And I thought I had my personal Facebook linked to my Brooker with the Beard Instagram. Apparently, I did not.
Oh.
I had it to a different account. And yeah, so I will be getting that figured out. I can run a sextant. And I can run a chart plotter, but apparently social media is a bit of a conundrum.
Yeah.
But I'll get it sorted.
Well, I've been holding us up, so you know. I've been supporting us.
You've been killing it. I mean, you've been doing all the stuff.
All the stuff.
All the things. So many things.
So many things. I was even in your hometown.
I know.
Making all the content.
I saw it. Commented. I think.
It was actually slightly depressing because it was Pirates and Wenches weekend mm-hmm. in Rock Hall.
My favorite one.
I know. And you Beardy McBeardbeard,
yep.
were not there for Pirates and Wenches weekend.
Funny thing, you all were pretending to be pirates and I was being an actual pirate.
Oh, man. That weekend was really fun. I wish
you did a lot that weekend.
I did a lot that weekend.
You did so much.
So Brunswick Corporation allowed me to take the Navan C30. Navan being a brand new boat brand.
Brand nice. You really lucked into that.
I mean, really did luck into that. So what actually happened is they launched this brand at the Cannes Yacht Festival last year. So, which is September right. of 2024. And for some reason, they let me get on board for a sea trial while we were at Cannes.
Oh.
It was blowing like crazy. There were 4-footers out in the harbor. And I'm smashing through them in an open 30-foot boat.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's most amazing to me about it is that the air conditioning runs on lithium battery. I know.
Nice.
So all of these Europeans didn't understand.
What is happening?
I'm like, I don't give a shit that we're plowing through these 4-foot waves. That's fine. And I love that. That's really nice and all. But what I care about is that we're back at the dock and I am comfortable for the first time week.
Because
the air conditioning is working in here.
You are talking to my heart because I tell you, the one thing we were so excited about when the captain's, because we were just going to pop into the Bahamas and pop out. Mm-hmm. Like we were going to, maybe we can just beep, beep.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, we got to stay here a little bit because weather.
Oh, darn. But oh, darn, we you're going to so have shore power.
So excited for air conditioning. I was like, we get an actual real shower and air conditioning. This is epic. The bathhouse was being redone. So
not a real shower.
Not a real shower. Okay. Still boat shower, which was still okay. But the air conditioning... Oh,
if you are
so good,
if you are bigger than a toddler, a boat shower is never that great.
Yeah, and I'm bigger than several toddlers stacked together.
You're just a toddler. You're just eight toddlers in a trench coat. Yeah, let's be real.
With a beard.
Eight toddlers in a trench coat. That's all you are. So I did have this fabulous weekend.
Yeah.
But did I tell you about where I had to leave Pirates and Wenches weekend?
Right.
And go to...
You did something fancy.
I did do something fancy. I went to the 150th anniversary party for the Thomas Point Lighthouse as a charity dinner.
Oh.
The reason that was interesting is... I walk in the door and I can immediately tell people are talking about me.
And that's different?
Well,
you did kind of stir. You stirred the pot a bit.
I might
have. For good causes.
Just a bit of drama.
Yeah, you know.
Just, you know.
Drama llama. Drama man.
For those of you who don't follow me on social media, shame on you, first of all.
Number one, click, like, subscribe.
Drama.
Smash the button.
But number two, I picked a fight with David Seitz, who is an absolute Chesapeake Bay darling.
Yes.
Legend in boating on the Chesapeake Bay because the man sets records for being out there.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, he did a documented 365 days on the Chesapeake Bay. And then he followed that up by hitting a leap year and doing 366 days. Mm. Wait, yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that right.
And
he happens to be an amazing photographer.
Yeah. Great pictures.
God, so stunning.
His picture was...
Okay. So here's what I did. Here's where I went wrong. I picked a fight with him on the internet and I said, "Hey, David Seitz, your picture's pretty and all, but my friends made history."
History.
And they are the first all-women crew to have made it from to have done the Annapolis to Bermuda race.
No.
Annapolis, the Annapolis to Newport race.
So many Annapolis to somewhere races, but this one was Newport, yeah.
I'm too far into my spritz.
Via spritzing very yes, well.
Spritzing. Yeah. So the first all-women crew to have completed the Annapolis to Newport race.
And which I'm friends with a lot of them. Yeah, you're friends with a lot of them. I'm friends with one of them.
Okay, well, they actually invited me on this race, but I was busy. I was busy filming a TV show.
Typing things against David Seitz.
Yeah, being mean to David Seitz.
I'm building content against him.
So David Seitz is just this darling human who takes pretty pictures of the Chesapeake Bay,
mm-hmm.
and he's entered into a photo contest, but so have my friends who completed this race, and he's crushing them.
Yeah, he was way ahead of them.
Spanking
like
them.
By hundreds of votes.
Oh my
God. And I say hundreds, like it was like five times more than what anybody else was even remotely close to.
So I step in.
Yes, you did. Step, I don't know if step is the right word.
So I smash my way.
She's kicking doors, folks.
and I say, "Hey, my friends need to win this photo contest."
Yeah.
Well,
wouldn't you know?
I should probably not tell the rest of the story unless it's behind a paywall.
However, it
created quite a stir.
Mm-hmm.
Folks at the lighthouse party are all big fans of David Seitz, mm-hmm. because a lot of his artwork was being auctioned off.
As it should be.
And there was a bit of a hum. Mm,
a murmur.
A murmur about me being there.
So hard to believe.
Anyway, I end up bidding hard on his artwork. like real hard, like way harder than I should. Yeah. Honestly, it got to like $1,000 and I was like, I should stop.
Yeah, I think that's, I think if we had 333 more patrons,
I would have gone so much harder.
Yeah, come on.
We have
team
one.
Effort we crew. Have, come on.
We have one patron. I make special, like I make patron exclusive.
Yeah.
Introductions to our podcast.
Well, we were kind of doing that anyway.
But I literally, I'm like, "Hey, buddy, I just want to know that, you know, you're wonderful and I love you."
The one dude.
Smooches.
Hey. It's all about you, bro.
It's all about you.
2-to-1 ratio right here.
Then you're $3. My God. I should probably do more deliveries. But I don't want to. I want to do this instead. This is more fun. I'm allowed to drink and do this.
Right? I'll tell you.
Give me your $3.
Yeah, we could like get more ice.
Are you ready? Yeah. Sorry, I'm stingy with the ice.
No, this is great.
In any case, I do love our patrons.
Yeah.
Go become a patron. I make cute little special intros to our podcast for patrons.
Just for patrons.
Anyway.
It's like the romper room. We'll call you out by name. No, we won't.
No, we won't. Actually, yes, I do.
Yeah, we could. Yes, yeah, we probably could at this point.
I literally do. You don't. You're not a patron. You don't even know.
Okay.
Moving right along.
frowned upon by my accountant. What are you doing, dude? I mean, he's already saying that. What are you doing? Do you understand how this is supposed to work?
Do you understand how this is supposed to work? You're not supposed to fly to Fiji.
You're going, what? All these boats, and all, you're going way over?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. In any case, okay, so you, where are we in the
where
process?
Are we? So I did, went Tortola, San Juan, Abaco, then we beelined it for Hatteras. Hatteras screwed me, and then Chesapeake to Annapolis.
You were in the Chesapeake just as that coal ship exploded.
Yeah, we heard that. So just north of the Bay Bridge, not far from Hart Miller Island, which is right Key Bridge. There was an incident. I don't know. Locals will know, but the Key Bridge kind of
There's no more Key Bridge.
Yeah. There's a good jump ramp. And there's a good landing ramp, but the middle part is vacant at the moment. But yeah, there was a coal ship that exploded. Had an explosion.
Passive,
which happens.
What's crazy is it's not even the first one this year.
No,
that's happened to in Baltimore Harbor. But this one
was a little bit bigger. It blew that huge hatch off.
It literally did blow the hatch off.
That was a big
and the hatch is in the channel right now, which is why they shut the channel down for a bit, because they needed to make sure that it was well buried in the mud.
Yeah, flat and not vertical. That would be a rough one to figure out the hard way.
Ka-chunk. And so my hunch is coal dust or is it methane? Yeah, it's methane that coal creates. But I'm betting it's methane because the hatches were closed.
Mm-hmm.
So the oxygen level would have been relatively low.
Right.
Because they would have pumped it full of the nitrogen that they're supposed to pump it full of.
Yep. But there's a lot of moisture in the air.
And so this is all just me speculating. However, what's really interesting about this is nobody got hurt.
Yeah,
and
luckily.
Everybody that I tell that to who's seen the footage of the actual explosion, when I tell that to them, they're like, how is that possible? It was such a huge explosion. And one, the hatch was on.
Right, yeah, so it's already, crew's done.
It's already pretty good. And two, the crew is in the tower.
Yeah.
Which is like three city blocks away.
Yeah, it's far, because that was like
big
the
big boat.
I don't know if it was the very forward hatch, but
it was the number one.
Yeah, yeah, so it was way forward.
Yeah,
And the superstructure on those ships are typically in the back because of weight distribution and all that good stuff and visibility and blah 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 blah. That's more expertise.
Yeah, but
we were coming up and we heard the Mayday on the VHF. And it was a whole lot of confusion because we were about 50 miles away when happened.
Oh, the radio must have been
so
nuts.
We were hearing one half. We were hearing the Coast Guard clear.
Yeah.
And then we were hearing the other half kind of garbled. But we heard 2-3-4 souls on board.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't sure if they were saying 2-3.
Oh, God.
Or... because the questions were also how many are in the boat, how many are in the water. You know, standard questions that the Coast Guard's trying to get a good picture verbally of what are we getting into, assets do we need to get on scene. And so we were hearing kind of everything. I'm like, holy crap. And then they said, it's a coal ship. And then my brain immediately goes, okay, so dust, static, methane, lack of oxygen, all of that stuff kind of all factors in.
Yeah.
It could be a number of different things. Typically, when you have explosions, it's usually a grain ship.
Because
those corn and wheat, especially, highly volatile. The dust it creates a ton of static, and that's usually the explosions you hear about. But that's usually like India, third world country, African coast, that type of thing, where regulations aren't so well adhered. But yeah, unfortunately, it was right here in Baltimore. But good thing is it was right here in Baltimore. Tons of assets to get there on scene, and it seems like...
Yeah, Baltimore County's fireboat.
Boom, they were
Yeah. So quick. Yeah. So quick to launch. Thank you, guys. I love you.
Good job. Good job, gang.
Guess what?
Aperol spritzes for everyone.
Aperol spritzes for everyone.
You can have one. Everyone gets
one. But more important... Oh, I don't know. Did I actually tell the story of the Aperol spritz? That the German... I don't remember.
I think maybe... I don't know. You did on one of the episodes we've done today.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad at hitting record.
She's putting on her headphones, so
I'm putting on my headphones because... Mail buoy? We do have a mail buoy.
Voicemail buoy. Here
we go. It's voicemail time. It's happening. This is happening right now. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm really proud of us. We've got a few.
No.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I hope you can hear this.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
I did not call in yesterday. My apologies. I am inconsistent.
Yes.
I recognize the voice already.
I already know. I already know him.
Shall do better. Today you get two.
Ooh.
Or more.
Oh.
Here you go. Is butt cheeks one word?
Wait a minute.
Should I spread them apart?
Oh, now I've got the same one.
But hey, that's a good one.
It's still a good one. How did I do that? All right.
That's one of my favorites.
It is a good one.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Wait.
Okay.
That can't be the right one.
That was not the one. That was not the one I meant to do.
Hold on. It was a good one.
It was a great one. All right. This one.
I actually told my mom that one.
No, you didn't.
She thought it was hilarious, which is shocking.
It explains where you come from.
Despite her best efforts.
All right. This one for real. I think you'll recognize this person too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a friend of mine has a dog with no legs.
Okay. First of all, John Schaefer.
Oh, is that our boy John?
Yeah, that's John Schaefer.
Ministry of Sailing. Ministry of Joking.
A dog with no legs. Mm. I assume this is going to be a joke. I hope
it's funny.
God. All right. I'm going to hit play again. Hold on.
And I asked him what his name was, and he said, it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't come. And then I asked him, well, how do you get the dog exercise? And he says he takes him for a drag. Schaefer.
No! Schaefer! Oh, my God.
That dog joke was rough. Maybe that dog can get a new leash on life.
Glad I paused it before the end. Freaking terrible. I'm moving on to the next voicemail. You have another one, you sick man, and I'm moving on though.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh.
So my wife asked me if I thought our kids were spoiled.
Okay.
I said no. I think all kids smell like that.
Our voicemails are so absurd.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Initially.
All kids smell like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably... You've probably left them out in the sun. you shouldn't have done that. Terrible. Anyway, those are our voicemails.
That's it? Oh, man, I should call in some. I got a couple of really good ones.
I'm genuinely shocked that more people don't call voicemails
Come
in.
Come on, people.
They're delightful when we get them. I really, really enjoy them. Please, please, please.
And I will say, when we record the podcast, that's literally the first time I'm hearing them. Like, this is...
I'm cheating a little bit because I do get to see like a quick synopsis.
You mean you actually listened to Schaefer's first?
No, I did not. Okay. No. I just saw, I recognize the phone number.
Yeah. You're like,
because it's in my phone.
Immediately you send it to voicemail.
I'm like, yep. Go to voicemail. Love you, Schaefer.
Yeah, love you. Love you, John.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he actually sent me a couple comments privately on that delivery.
Did he have a
Yeah, be safe.
Did he tell you that there was a hurricane coming?
Yeah, that was a hot topic.
How many times did people tell you that?
All the time. So many times. Many, many people said, "Sorry I gutted Noah, but there's a storm coming." Big storm.
Can I tell you, in my personal life, I'm working on my app that it also logs where the weather buoys are.
Ooh, okay.
And I hate them. Their data is terrible.
Horrible.
I'm really mad about it. I'm going to have to get into a fight with Noah at some point. Mm.
Well, there's like three of them now in the office.
Yeah. So it'll be an easy fight. Great.
I'm gonna win. Name basis.
I'm going to win.
Hey, Bill, what's going on up there? What are you doing?
Oh, no. This has been...
Oh, it has.
The Funny Boat Podcast. Bon voyage.
Oh, see ya. All right. So are we in paid level time here?
I'm not sure. I guess we should probably
I do have a little story.
Oh no.
Here's a story.
Oh God, don't you dare. Now people are definitely not gonna pay us. Give me $3.
I'm singing
it.
It's karaoke night on Patreon.
Give me your $3. I need
it. Yeah, right.